Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. Wow. We have an absolutely amazing show for you today. But before we get started, I want to say hello to my main man, Mr. B.
Howdy.
Full house today, dude.
Jeez, I haven't seen this many people since like 03.
I know. I like
just since you started the show.
I know. Have we ever had this many people in here?
I don't think so.
The Arium sisters, they were the last troupe that we had
about
in
it,
here.
And they were like a third of the age.
They were a third
not
of the age.
Not to say you guys are super old, mind
yeah,
you.
Yeah, okay.
We're talking like, you know, kids under, yeah, like in their teens.
You know, these are kids, right?
Okay.
These are like, yeah.
You justify myself on this one.
Yeah, that's okay. But this is, have you heard the expression, Benny, it takes a village?
Oh, yeah.
That is what it does take. But it takes a village and it takes an idea. And, you know, Benny and I were joking about 2003, but you're right. I mean, that's when we started this. And the idea of doing radio actually showed up because I dialed the wrong phone number, but I didn't hang up. So it wasn't really a wrong phone number.
You're so polite.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Wait.
I'd have been like, wrong number.
You'd be like, but, you know, we didn't have the cell phones back then.
No.
So we didn't have texting. We had a longer attention span. Right. So maybe you wouldn't have hung up in 2003.
No.
No. You would have hung in there for 5 seconds.
At least.
At least five. So today it's kind of like we don't want you to hang up. We want you to stay with us today for at least an hour. And we want you to stay with us longer than that. Because in this moment, I get to have, and Benny, we get to have conversations with people that not only have amazing insight, but have a dream, a vision, and take it to the next level of action. Now, many of you have heard me talk about one, the event, one, the gathering, one, becoming one, all of that. And today, you're going to meet the people that are working day and night, night and day to make this happen on September 9th, 10th, and 11th. We're going to ask you for help today in a lot of ways. You're going to hear how the idea started with this incredible visionary, this firefighter guy. You know what I'm saying? So like a dude that gets dressed up in one of the coolest outfits on the planet, slips down a pole, gets in a big red truck, and saves lives. He's doing the same thing now. May not have the hat on or the outfit on, but he certainly has the armor on. May not be sliding down the pole, but he is metaphorically. And so are all of us with him. Because on September 9th, 10th, and 11th, you're going to be invited to help all of us participate in epic. This is an epic event. And it's epic in a lot of ways. It doesn't just start on this weekend. It begins with the energy that had already been started. But what happens with it, we get to reach out to all of you. We're going to ask you to talk to all of your friends. We're going to ask you to then have your friends talk to all of their friends. And we're going to ask you to become part of this incredible, incredible energy and vibration to shift fear to love, hate to love. Anything other than love, shift it to love. And how are we going to do that? You're going to hear from some of the most incredible people today that are joining us. But before I do, I got an affirmation. I get an affirmation from my buddy, Colin. It comes in on my smartphone that is so way smarter than I am. I'm lucky I can even get this thing up here. I'm hoping it doesn't like shut itself off or do something here while I read it. But all of us are going to read this affirmation together. And I want to thank our buddies, Narayan and Janet, for the beautiful music that they have gifted to us to play unconditionally, their permission, their rights on this show and much more. And so today, I invite you to join us in the following affirmation. Are we all ready? As I am guided.
As I am guided.
My heart is alive.
My heart is alive.
Present and available.
Present and available.
A sacred filter for recognizing the God in all things.
A sacred filter for recognizing the God in all things.
Grace comes easy to me this day.
Sometimes you get a little rain. Sometimes you feel a little pain.
Wow. I cry a lot.
It's good.
Thank you, Benny. I never used to mind, but now we got the camera going on in here. You got to like dress up. I want to start. Thank you all for that blessing. I want to start with Eric. Eric Lawyer joined me on the show last week, and this is a guy that dresses up in that outfit and slides down the pole. And got a couple of people that may do that with him here. And we shared a little bit about what's coming. Now, today, we're going to give you a lot of details that all of you have been asking about and for the show. You're also going to meet Laura Fox. You're going to meet some other people here in the studio and a special guest on the phone line today. And I would like to go around with this question. Eric, thank you all. It's great to have all of you here.
Thank you.
It's wonderful.
Thank you.
And I want to start with you, Eric. And this is the question that I think I want to pose to each of you. What did you have to do personally? What crust did you have to move beyond? You know, what did you have to do to crack your heart open in order for you to be fully present to be part of When the Event?
That's a great question. That's the transformational journey that we've all been on here. For me, when I was stuck in fear and anger for the last 10 years, that's really where I've been stuck. And when I was stuck in that, looking back now, seeing how I showed up, I showed up by blaming everybody else and blaming everything around me and blaming everything outside of me. And for me, it was somebody coming into my life that just accepted me, you know, with no judgment, with just pure love. And he was there just because he wanted to help me. It mm-hmm. wasn't because he wanted anything else from me. He wasn't asking for money. He wasn't asking for anything else. So that opened the door, like wanting to learn more, like how could somebody that I don't really even know love me this much so quickly? It didn't make sense, but it was something comforting. And he helped me see something inside myself. And it was a simple question he asked. And he just looked me in the eyes and he said, "Do you love yourself?" And he just nailed it. And what I didn't know in that moment was that I couldn't answer the question. What I didn't realize was I obviously didn't. And so that's what had to happen. I had to really begin inside and I had to start looking at myself, loving myself and forgiving myself, because I had a lot of resentment towards myself for the way I'd shown up with myself and with my family. And once I realized it was okay to be vulnerable and that, you know, it's okay to be where I was, then I was able to start opening up. And the more I have, I mean, you see the room here surrounded with amazingly loving people that are vulnerable also. And we're all in this together. And, you know, it's the greatest feeling in the world. So once I started opening up, just more love keeps showing up. It's been a rocky road, but I've been supported more than I ever have in my life. And it's just like a warm blanket that you just can't describe unless you're wearing it. Like,
you know, I'm telling you, right? I know what I love about rocky roads?
What?
Besides the ice cream? If you get those big fat tire four-wheel vehicles on a rocky road, it is the best ride of your life.
Exactly.
So
and that's what we have.
We get called to put what are we going to pick? Are we going to pick a little thin bicycle to ride down that road, or are we going to get ourselves some big fat four-wheeler thing, right? Eco-friendly, of course. All right.
Laura Fox.
Laura Fox.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Glad to finally meet you.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome. You're an angel, Dr. Pat. Thank you for.
Well, I'm telling you, the room is filled right now.
So for me, I'm just reflecting while Eric was talking about my personal journey. And I've been graced to be connected with spirit since I was a young girl. Now, I was born into a family with challenges, which made me on a healing path from a very young age as well. And so as time went by, and in my early 20s, I was working with a Taoist master where I basically spent 4 years in in-depth, intense spiritual study, pretty much like a kind of like a monk type lifestyle. And that was a formative period out of which came my knowing that my desire is to be of service in a way that actually helps, not in a way my ego thinks helps, but something that actually helps. And so that's been my continual prayer. And also, I will to will thy will, you know, the creator, whatever you call God, the principle, love, the force of life itself, just dedicating myself day after day, moment after moment, my tether, my line to spirit, that full on request that my life be something meaningful, because there's so much needed to happen. And there's a different priority structure than most people are aware of. For whatever reason, I've been elevated into this higher priority structure where my personal life is not as important as the mission at hand, which is to help humanity, help us all to awaken to love. And so when I met Eric, it was a perfect match. And so, you know, when you make requests like that, things start to happen in your life. And it doesn't mean it's going to be necessarily easy, because we still all have old wounds. We have personality layers. We have past life trauma. We have all kinds of things that have led us up to this moment of the shift on the planet right now that have to be broken through and moved through in order to fully become able to be in that place of service. And so what happens is we just become more and more willing to go through the cauldron, the tempering of the steel, so to speak, which allows us to come more and more together as one, becoming one.
I love it. We're going to take a short break. We're going to get back to the rest of the folks in the studio and on telephone line here, and then we're going to be able to give you some details about what's happening. But I want to make sure that you all go to the website, www.onetheevent.org, onetheevent.org. You're going to hear lots about it when we return back to the show. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Herbal adaptogens de-stress and energize. Ginseng, licorice root, holy basil are just a few of these powerful herbs studied for their protective effects on the adrenal glands and other systems during stress. Taken over a period of 1 to several months on a consistent basis, these herbs can increase immune function and energy levels, balance hormones, and help reverse damaging effects of long-term stress. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
If you or anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX-9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellness1.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellness1.net.
I'm here to do joy. I'm here to do love and think paradise. I wanna be kind, wanna be divine, have an even mind.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Today's show is to provide you with information, some of which you're going to hear, for those of you, you're just hearing about it today, but you're going to be hearing about it from now right through, right up to the moment of the event, September 9th, 10th, and 11th. We here at the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio, we will be doing live broadcasts for all three of those days, and actually we'll actually be doing broadcasts before. In addition to running the live broadcasts throughout the day that the event is actually happening, we are planning, and I just found this out, we're planning nighttime coverage of people that have been guests on the Dr. Pat Show to continue with the interview strategy after the events and the doors shut. We're planning to continue live broadcasting, interviewing people like Doreen Virtue, hopefully Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer. So those are the folks, and, you know, especially for somebody like John DeMartini in South Africa. So we have to adjust our time zone. So we'll tell you more about that. But this is an event that is free to the public. You're going to hear about it today. Folks joining me in the studio today are part of an amazing team of people that have said yes and said yes, not even knowing what they were saying yes to, but they're here and they're in support. And it is the divine yes. So, Laura, let's keep going with the question here.
Absolutely. This is Judson Neal, who's an amazing producer up from Ashland, joining us.
And we can say Judd, right?
You can
say. Is that
say,
cool? Can
yeah,
we say
Judd?
Because you
cool.
look like a Judd.
I look like a
You're
Judd.
You're really
to you.
Cool, Judd.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Judd.
You're welcome. Yeah, I'm a last-minute addition to this lineup. I've spent 20 years producing One World Music Festivals, World Wellness Weekends all over this country. Big transformational events. And what's happened to me over the last 2 years that has gotten me here, and most likely in the last 3 months, is the loss of almost everything. All the pieces of my partner, relationship, house, everything that I had securely done for a very long, long time have basically disappeared. And so this week I made a call to a friend, and he said, well, there's going to be this event up in Seattle that, you know, might need your help. And I went, well, that's great. You know, I One World Music Festival is one becoming one. This sounds like something that I certainly can help with and participate in. And so I just buzzed up here, I guess, on Monday and jumped right in. And I'm thrilled to be here with such incredible people with such big hearts and taking such great risk of their own to change the world, because that's what it's going to take to make this planet a better place.
I love it. And, you know, you said the divine yes.
Oh, of course.
Don't you love it how we become that country western song? The house goes, the relationship hits the toilet, right? You're like, show me the money.
Yeah, but the good thing about that, you can play it backwards and you get everything
yes,
back. Right?
That's what is happening now.
Just making sure.
Okay.
There's the possibility of that.
So here's your challenge, because you're the master, because I just said that. So you need to pull that recording and play it backwards, dude. There we go.
That would be.
I can make it happen.
I know you can. You would be surprised what he captures in what I say and how it comes back. It's very interesting. All right, great.
Well, next up we have LaDawn, and the beautiful LaDawn.
Thank you, Judd. It's really inspirational to be here, Dr. Pat. Thank you.
Oh, it's great to have you.
And, you know, Eric and the One team and our organization, which is I'm the founder of 10 Plus and 10 Plus Seattle, we were all introduced by a lovely man from the Compassionate Action Network here in Seattle, who is a force for good, by the name of John Raymer. Mm. And I was in the throes of planning an event at the Seattle Center where 10 years ago there was a enormously powerful and beautiful spontaneous gathering that happened on 9/11 and post 9/11 days that followed. So we were talking about, with the Seattle Center about doing another event there, a more reflective and meditative event, really trying to reconnect with that amazing outpouring of empathy and compassion that came to New York City and to the people affected by this from all over the globe, including Seattle. And we were in the middle of that conversation when this phone call was made and John said, "Oh my God, LaDawn, you have got to meet Eric Loyer, from One the Event." And simultaneously, we were getting some messages from our PR companies and all kinds of people pointing us all towards each other. I met Laura first and then had the pleasure of meeting Eric and very quickly realized that we were, doing the same thing. And this is what, for those listeners that may not necessarily be, seeing what's happening here, which is the thing that I had always hoped for and yet could have never imagined it would manifest in this way, is sort of a personal story, I think, that happened here, which is, I'm Middle Eastern. I was born and raised in Iran, and I emigrated to this country when I was a teenager, and I'm a very proud U.S. citizen. And I was living in New York City in Lower East Side when the towers came down. And initially was very much in the same zone with the rest of the people in New York, feeling so affected and so sad and so heartbroken at the perpetuation of violence. And yet very quickly began to feel this division as a Middle Eastern person and being part of that community. Once it became apparent that the attackers were of that origin, if you will, then there was a sense of discomfort and separation that I felt. And I sort of had carried that around with me to a certain extent for the last 10 years, but always really, you know, I'm a practicing Buddhist and really genuinely believe in turning our minds and our hearts towards compassion and basic goodness, which we all have, regardless of any of our seemingly differences. But when I met Eric and heard his story, a fireman here in Seattle and coming from two different, seemingly two opposite sides, arriving exactly at the same point, which was none of that matters. It's about love and compassion, and that is our greatest strength. And so we are very delighted and happy to start the morning off with 10 plus at the Seattle Center International Fountain with a meditative reflective event, and to turn their minds and sort of plant the seeds for the action oriented event, One the Event, later on that afternoon at the Memorial Stadium. So thank you to you all for having us.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I mean, this is giving birth in the most profound way we can actually even imagine. So,
and I have Tom Richardson to my left.
So I got involved because of a phone call Eric made. I work with Eric. I'm a Seattle firefighter also.
Yes.
And he's a battalion chief.
Thank you.
Dang!
We all like to think of ourselves as firefighters.
So do you have, yeah, I mean, but you still wear the gear.
Indeed. Yes. Indeed.
Yes. I see how focused I am on the uniform thing.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, it's pretty unusual for a firefighter to ask for help. And I've always paid attention when somebody actually comes asking for help. It takes a lot for a firefighter to ask. And Eric came to me asking for help. And so that was certainly the first opening that made me want to assist him. But then beyond that, then looking at the mission, looking at what Eric was all about and what he wanted to focus on, then all the doors opened and all my resistance to any kind of event around this dropped. And, you know, everyone has been asking, what's happening on 9/11? What's happening on the 10-year anniversary? What are you doing? What's happening in Seattle? Are you going to be in New York? I was in New York also on 9/11. I was up in Albany attending a conference on the medical consequences of terrorism, as a matter of fact. Just had finished a briefing from the gentleman who ran medical ops for the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center when everything started falling apart. And our conference was disbanded, and I went with another Seattle firefighter, Captain Tom Walsh, down to New York, and we worked the next 3 weeks at Ground Zero helping organize urban search and rescue ops.
Yep.
And during that time, I really didn't have the opportunity to do what other people were doing, which was checking in with the emotional and spiritual and significance of the event. It was more just about work and focusing on, you know, doing what needed to be done. So this is an opportunity 10 years later now to check in and to connect with people and to focus on something different, focus on love and mm-hmm. focus on something other than fear and reaction and work, and to look at what's good in life, what's good with people. And so my crust was broken through by both the overall goal that Eric has expressed in putting this event on and the opportunity it presents for everybody. I think it, you know, the whole world is ready for a change from the current status quo. So my hat's off to you, Dr. Pat, for you know, supporting this, and to Eric for, you know, getting this ball rolling. So
and we'll talk about what the event is in a minute. As we have a panel of folks here, I just want to say to all of you, you're going to hear lots about the event now and then, you know, in the upcoming weeks. But we have one more panel member,
which is Melanie, and she's on the phone.
Melanie.
Hello. Wow. Just listening to each of you is an embodiment of the synchronicities that have been happening ever since I got involved. It's listening to each of you is truly a reflection of myself. LaDon, I'm also half Iranian and can relate to a lot of what you're saying through my family. And yes, we need to shift the status quo. What's been really incredible is that in my own life and my own passion of running an organization called Empowerment Works, we've been focused on creating security through collaboration, but from a community development perspective, starting in Africa. And it's so incredible and beautiful that I'm actually learning to open up and really see what this means, you know, on a personal level, to transform and start with myself. And it's incredible how various team members on this project, Sherry Herndon and Brad Nye and a few others, we've crossed paths over the last 4 years on similar collaborative events, and, you know, different things have happened in the past, and you know, some things have gone well or not well when we try to do these massive, colossal projects. And I'm so grateful that this project has actually brought us together on a team and has allowed me to see myself in them and allowed me to see myself in all of you. And I think that's really what it's about. It's really an expression of seeing ourselves in others and, healing our wounds, and us doing that within our team has been really powerful and really transformational for myself. So I'm just feeling the energy of that journey and really excited for us to bring all of our wisdom and experiences and, you know, the real impact that I understand that Eric wants to create is have synchronized global action so that we can come together around emergencies. I mean, I would love to see us come together around Somalia or, you know, some of the big crises on the planet right now and take action.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to create those systems. We need to create the resonance. We need to build coherence into the different organizations that are saying they want to do the same thing. So that's one of the things I'm very excited about us promoting, is coherent frameworks for collaboration moving on past this event.
I love it. I love it. I mean, we are so in the groove of this right now. And as I said to all of you, Dr. Pat listeners, lots of information. We're going to give you an opportunity to volunteer at the event. We're going to ask you to help us share information. We're going to tell you how that's going to work. Many of you have already called in to volunteer. As a matter of fact, I talked to one of you the other day that you already signed up as a volunteer, and I think that's amazing. So this is how we create this and build this village. It does take a village. You all are amazing listeners. I know you will help with this because that's the way you roll. When we come back, we're going to be sharing some details about the event. We're going to tell you what's going on Friday and Saturday. We're going to tell you what's happening on Sunday. We're going to tell you about a forgiveness panel. We're going to tell you about the moment of the event. We're going to tell you about so many of the things you've been wanting to hear about, and what we're going to say to you. More to be revealed. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive by. Don't you love it how we become that country western song? The house goes, the relationship hits the toilet, right? You're like, where's the, show me the money.
And now reverse that.
You know, maybe more, yeah.
Yeah, you may get that stuff back.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404, or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Till thy vastness made me sure. Then a kindly spreading sandhill tree waved friendly arms to comfort me, consoling me with a look sublime. Your swaying leaves a tender rhyme, and I knew that you.
Thanks to Narayan and Janet. Benny, this is from All Bliss, their CD. So many of you asked where the music is coming from. It is from our friends, Narayan and Janet. They gave me permission to use Peace and Joy, which we should end the show with that one. It's part of the video that we created called The Time to Believe, and it's on YouTube and so forth. If you want to watch, it's like 5 minutes. But we're here with the people that are creating and putting together One the Event, and I want to make sure you go to the website, onetheevent.org. Lots of information. It's unfolding as we speak. The speakers are being finalized. It really is amazing. And the folks that are coming together from across the globe to make this happen have said yes. A lot of them don't even understand what they're saying yes to. I didn't. But it is the big divine yes that you say, and then you show up and become accountable to make it happen. So I'm on a little accountability kick these days. Eric, why don't we kick this off? And, you know, let's fill in some. Everybody's got something huge to contribute. This is the moment we've been waiting for. As Laura said, you know, things are being crystallized. I love that term, crystallized. Yes. Go ahead. That's
the beauty of this entire event is the vision wasn't even born 6 months ago. So this kind of it's only 5 months ago. So it kind of puts it in perspective. I didn't even get busy till just a couple, really, with these people, with enough people, just a couple months ago to show how fast this can all happen when we have a bunch of committed people. You know, that's really what the transformational journey and the story is here. Is
yeah, you know something? Spirit doesn't understand time.
No.
Spirit, Buddha, God, whatever that is for you, the universe. They don't get the time thing. We made that thing up because we need to control our egos or something. So, yeah.
So that's the beauty of this. And so every day something new showing up. So where we're at right now is we have Friday, Saturday at the University of Washington from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. And it's going to be a mix. And Laura will get into more details, but it's going to be a mix of music, speakers, panels, all different types of things. And really the big context here is how do we make a shift from fear to love? How do we do it with our thoughts, our beliefs, our actions, and our systems? And then how do we bring together the collective intelligence of the beauty and the genius around us and bring out the, you know, help everybody be heard, let their voices be heard, and bring out the best that they have to offer. That's what this whole event is about, and that's the way we're building this event. So those are the first 2 days, Friday, Saturday, University of Washington, and there will be the other big piece is this is all globally webcast, so we're working with One to the World, and they have amazing platforms, so everything's going to be interactive, everything's going to be globally webcast. We will have a live event in Seattle, but there's also going to be a community gathering globally that's going to be happening through this webcast. And the big context here, again, is just bringing in, you know, the collective intelligence and how do we harvest that and how do we really start making the shift together? And that's the context of Friday and Saturday. Now, Sunday is going to be a full day of events that's going to, again, be live in Seattle at the Seattle Center, but it's going to be globally webcast. Pieces of it will be globally webcast also. So the whole day won't be, but some of the highlights definitely will be. And there's things going on globally that we're going to be synchronizing with also, like Lynn McTaggart's doing an intentional experiment on forgiveness and some other stuff that we're linking up and we're going to be working together through this. So it's going to be one global community coming together on September 11th to really transform and to shift from fear to love and, you know, and forgiveness, really, really focusing on the forgiveness of ourselves and the whole. And so the times at Seattle Center will be 5 to 10 for the reflection, like LaDon was talking about. That'll start in the morning, more of a peaceful type thing or kind of an inner journey. And then 10 to 1, we'll have several different activities will be going on at Seattle Center, and we'll have Center Square. We're going to have performers performing there in between the two events. And for one, the event, the actual transformational healing interactive piece will be at Memorial Stadium. Doors will open at 1 o'clock. We'll really begin the event at about 2 o'clock. There will be a lot of, you know, just communicating and gathering and, you know, sharing stories and that type of thing happening before the event starts. Well, it'll be about a little over three hour ceremony. And then we're going to go into more live music and community, you know, bands and stuff being able to play. And, you know, and some of those pieces are still coming together. Who's playing? We have an amazing list of talent right now that's already committed, but we're in the process of just finalizing it all right now and putting it together. And that's the exciting part. And we're going to be broadcasting in too. We're going to have a 16 by 28 foot live, high definition video screen behind the stage. So we're going to be able to see, just like on New Year's, what happens all over the world. So we're going to be linking up with other satellite events where people are, you know, sending love at the same time. And that's the big galvanizing moment, which will be 3:46 p.m. local time, 6:46 p.m. New York time, and 10:46 p.m. GMT. And we're inviting the world to step in together to make a shift. And that shift is from fear to love. And the way I'm going to be doing it is just visualizing, opening my heart, and just sending love and light to the world and sending love to all over the world and to everybody, you know, just the entire planet. So
I love it. I may even have an old, dating myself now. I may even have an old headband that I had. Woodstock. So that's the vibe I'm getting here.
Yes, it's except without. Explode.
Yeah, exactly. Eric, this is so exciting. I'm excited. And, you know, people have asked the question, how much does it cost?
Free.
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 We should all say it all together. Ready?
It's free.
I mean, we're not accepting donations.
No, that's different. We'll talk about that. Donations, and there are other ways for people to contribute financially.
And I think it's important to note that this event is not just merely a memorial.
No.
It's much bigger than that. The intention is that we all take a moment and stop. It's a Sunday. It's a weekend. Most people have this day off. And we want people to take a moment, stop, think about what's been going on in the world. Think about what their own responsibility is. Think about how they behave and interact with others, and work on both using the tools that are being developed in the gathering on Friday and Saturday, but also just checking in with each other, taking a moment for certainly to remember, and not just remember the people that were lost on 9/11, but remember the people that were lost in all the wars that followed and all of the negative energy that's come from that. But then move past it, move into forgiveness, and move beyond forgiveness to a place of release once we've gone past that, to a place where we can go and focus on a different future, where we're reconnected with the idea of our own fellow's humanity, and we're reconnecting with our love for each other and what we all have in common, that we are all, in fact, one.
It's really interesting because, you know, there is a friend of mine that said to me, you know, if you were going to get a T-shirt, I could ask the most interesting questions, by the way. If you were going to go to get a T-shirt, what would it say? And I said, well, on the front, it would say, hate doesn't live here anymore. And they said, well, what does it say on the back? Love is all there is. And so that really is my little 60 showing up, isn't it?
I love it.
All right.
Pat, I have something to add to this thought form around forgiveness and what the purpose of this event is. Mm-hmm. And this is Laura Fox, for those of you who don't know each of us yet. It's hard to forgive if we don't understand the human dynamic of genetic lineage, information that's stored in our genes, that's stored in our consciousness, of things that have been imprinted in this life, of things that have been imprinted in past lives. This is where we get into a notion of karma, or of, you know, what you give out comes back. Now, when we have a veil over us of the past and a veil over us of the genetic lineages, sometimes it's really challenging to think that you ought to forgive someone, because the thing that's in your face is so extreme sometimes. So what I just want to open is an idea that we might all open to knowing that there's more about our lives, whether we believe in past lives or not, whether we believe in genetic lineage karma or not, just to know that there's probably more going on that has led us to this moment of human, this really intense moment of a possibility of a shift than we really know about. And so that being willing to forgive, even though we don't understand all that, can sometimes help break through the wall that might allow us to come into this ability to release and let go, as Tom was so eloquently saying.
Mm. Getting emails in here right now. Great show. One of the producers working right here, you know, works with Warren. We're getting some great feedback. Laura, are you the person to kind of give us some information? We're actually going to skip a break. We're going to go right through so we get some details for our folks.
Absolutely. So I've been working closely with One The Gathering, which is Friday and Saturday, September 9th and 10th. And we have a panoply of wonderful people and activities for those 2 days, starting at 10 a.m. and ending about 8:30 in the evening at the University of Washington. We're going to be in Kane Hall for our main speaker stage, and then likely in some other buildings. You'll get more of those details on the website at onetheevent.org very soon. And we appreciate everyone's patience as we gather all of these many, many details. Some of the people that we're going to have with us in Seattle include Lindsay Wagner, the bionic woman, yep, who is now doing oneness trainings with, yep, people. She's got a very beautiful transmission energy coming from her. She's a really amazing being. Her son, Dorian, will also be there sharing a film, a kind of an anti-war film, a film of like, let's look at what we're doing with war and what that's about. That's an 8-minute piece. James O'Dea, formerly of IONS, he's a brilliant social architect, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with. He'll be with us on Friday night. Jimmy Twyman, the peace troubadour, who's gone and sang songs, you know, in war zones around the world. He'll be with us as well. And Ocean Robbins, son of John Robbins from the Yes Foundation. Ocean is a youth empowerer and started the Yes Foundation in order to help youth. And so we actually are inviting youth to come and participate. There's going to be a whole program for people in their teens or younger, or in their, you know, early 20s, what have you, to come and work with Ocean on Friday. We really want to encourage that. Mickey Willis from Elevate Films will be with us. He'll also be hosting some on Sunday. And we also have some workshops with people like Dr. Dream. If you haven't heard of Dr. Dream before, he's awesome, and he does a personal empowerment workshop, which will really help us do some inner healing and personal growth. Chief Sonny Reyna is going to introduce the Women's Fire Circle that he and I kind of, it sort of crystallized at a film festival we were both at recently. He'll be with us just to hold ceremony as well as other regional elders, Native elders. Brooke Medicine Eagle will be with us also. And Diana Stobo is going to come up. She's got Get Naked Fast, a book about eating raw food, raw vegan food. So Diana Stobo is coming up to teach raw foods. And so it's a mix of speakers, panels, and workshops, and community integration, where we really want to bring an ability to dialogue and to dig in deep and to help Seattle overcome any of its problems or challenges that Seattle's having. This is an open forum, a place to come in and dig in with the community to leverage the presence of these leaders in order to start creating solutions on the ground here in Seattle, which also can impact the globe. And we'll be wanting to harvest these solutions that come from this to feed it back to the world and can create an ongoing conversation after the event as well. Maybe Melanie St. James could talk a little bit more to that.
Okay, Melanie, you want to chime in here?
Absolutely. Wow, I'm getting so excited. Thanks for setting all that context. The solution sessions is where I've been playing with JJ, Joseph Jacks from CAST, Conscious Action Starts Today, and Sherry Herndon, who's our co-social architect. And we are essentially bringing together a variety of processes that we've all had a lot of experience with to bring together different sectors of the local community around 12 pillars of human endeavor, which essentially are they represent the kind of world we want to co-create. And alongside the workshops, after we all get inspired by the incredible speakers, we'll be moving into these solution sessions where people will self-identify and come into groups, and we'll be bringing together facilitators with local community members to really give them the space and the context and a few processes to get to know one another, identify what's broken, get grounded with experts, with steward organizations from the local community, and bring together their different solutions and move those solutions into commitments and into possible actions, as you said, Laura, after the event.
And there are many more speakers than what we'd mentioned, too. So just keep posted on the website. Get on our mailing list so you'll get the updates.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a few minute, there's going to be a few last minute surprises that have expressed they want to be there. So we're working those details out. But for both Sunday and Friday and Saturday, we're going to have a lot of local, really well-known people that are going to be participating. But we'll have to give you those details later.
Now let's talk about the webcast, because I think this is important for people that are listening to the show. And they're going to listen to this show now, and then there'll be, you know, other opportunities where this same show will be heard throughout the world. So who can chime in about how this is, creating a ripple effect digitally?
Digital ripple effect. I like that.
I mean, that's what we're in. If you're not creating, I'm telling you got to create the digital ripple effect.
Yes, we're part of one becoming one. This is not just one event. We're not stopping after the one event. What we're doing is really the way we're creating this event is we're bringing in the genius and the collective around us. So it's not one becoming one putting on this event. It's all the partner organizations that are participating and that are helping us build this. And what we're doing with this kind of collective intelligence that we'll be harvesting during this weekend is we're creating a free library. So that is going to be accessible to all to be able to use and to look at so we're going to bring a global community together through this webcast, and it's going to be different than a lot of how these webcasts have been done before. It's going to be kind of like the show you've done here, Dr. Pat, where we each get a moment to share our personal story, the gifts that we bring, and how do we come together now on common challenges that we see around us? How do we find our commonality, but at the same time bring our unique gifts together? And so that's what we're going to be inviting global experts, and also the local communities to come together during this webcast, harvest this information, and continue forward. So this is really just to introduce a lot of new concepts. Like for me, with my own shift just a few months ago, I didn't know a lot of these things existed. I mean, the amount of genius around me, I had no idea that there was new possibilities. I was stuck on what was broken. So this is what, you know, we're going to be doing, is sharing these new solutions and creating new ones together by bringing these people together. And it will all be, like I said, it will all be accessible after this, and the ripples will continue.
Well, and it's really a combination of both a digital outreach, global outreach, but there's also an opportunity, it seems to me, like, for a in-person outreach and people coming together in their own communities, no matter where they are. And something that just occurred to me, and I'm just going off the top of my head here, which of course makes sense, is we are inviting, not only do we have this meditative event in the morning on 9/11 during a period of time that correlates with the original events. So here in Seattle, it takes place from 5 a.m. until 10 a.m. But we're also inviting cities around the globe who initially expressed such empathy and love towards people affected by those events to come together once again at the same time to turn their thoughts towards what Eric is talking about. So there's an opportunity for them to look at the webcast and get engaged on that level, then within their own communities come together, create a 10+. They can look us up on Facebook. All they have to do is just do 10+ Seattle, and we'll guide them through how to do that. And as a collective, stay together to then join this massive movement towards this moment of love later on that afternoon. So there's a real cohesion, both digitally as well as in-person community gatherings that can happen all around the globe.
I love that you brought this up, because for those of you that don't know, the film and the phenomenon, What the Bleep Do We Know, right, started in Seattle. It started with Will, who actually put this together in a team of people from Seattle. And Seattle became the base, by the way. I don't know if you got, do you guys know this story? If you haven't talked to Will, we will need to connect with Will and Marley Matlin, because this is a phenomenon that nobody heard of. This idea in this movie, you know, this came out. It started in a little theater in Seattle. We helped support it. Some of the other shows here helped support it. And it became what? You guys know about right?
Of course.
I mean, this is a global phenomenon. So if you haven't talked to Will, Linda will connect you via email, or Betsy, because the whole idea started with street teams, people.
That's right.
Absolutely. Thank you for that.
And I just wanted to say also, via webcast, we have some really awesome people too, which will be available, like LaDon was saying, for people in satellite events Friday, Saturday, to dig in and share some of these insights with these people, because hopefully we'll have a feedback loop on the webcast as well, so it'll be interactive. Nassim Harriman, a physicist who's bringing in some solutions regarding energy and new perspectives on science and physics. He's got a huge fan base around the world. If you haven't heard of him yet, you can go to theresonanceproject.com. John Robbins, author of Diet for a New America, will be addressing issues of sustainability around food. Peter Ragner is one of the greats of raw foods and health, and also personal empowerment. And then Masuro Emoto will hopefully be with us in person. If not, he'll be with us via webcast.
Exciting.
Okay. Who else would like to chime in here? And let's give out the website, because I want to keep telling everybody lots of information.
www.onetheevent.org. onetheevent.org.
Now, is there an opportunity yet on the website for people to donate money? Because I want to, you know, make sure that we will let everybody know about that in our public service announcements.
It is almost ready. It is just, please look out for that. Our chief of donations is currently configuring that.
We'll make sure we get the word out on that too.
So I wanted to take just a moment and talk about the event on 9/11, because you mentioned something about, you know, everyone being connected. And certainly we are encouraging people to connect online if they're not able to be in Seattle. And even to focus and take time and meditate, even if they don't come to the city, to take some personal time. Because I recalled, you know, being on the phone with my wife shortly after the event, on 9/11. And she told me that all across America, people were putting candles in their windows, and she was going to put a candle in her window because there was this sense that we were all together. And that's really what we're hoping to achieve once again, is to get people reconnected with the sense that we're all in this together. The entire world is. And we want people to take this moment in time to focus on that concept, to focus on their sense of commonality and their sense of love for each other. And we're going to try and accomplish that at the Seattle Center by having a multicultural, non-religious, all religions are invited, all people are invited, young and old. It's an all-ages show, and it'll be across every cultural group represented in the city. We want everyone to feel welcome at this event and to feel that they are a part of the one.
It is one world. This is really the bottom line and the message that has been going on for quite some time, and we're getting it to a summit of time that says this is one world. We live in this world together. We need each other. We are the mirror of each other, and we need to know that we love each other.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, and I just invite everybody, no matter what you believe, no matter where you are on that day, to come together with those around you and just get connected and just feel that love that we all have for each other all over the planet.
I want to thank you all for saying yes to something that is so much greater than each of us individually. And I look forward to collaborating, working with you. I know our listeners are energized. I can tell by the instant feedback messages we're getting. And this is really the beginning. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.